Okay, we come to the end of the sugya of Nascha D'Rababa. The Gemara's connection to Nascha D'Rababa is the incident with the karka with which we began. At the beginning of the sugya, Marikama asked the Mosik, my boy is Bahayara, and the Mosik said he's a Mosik. He said he's been here 3 years. Lamaisa, he only found one aid that he was there for 3 years. That was the Shiloh with which the Gemara began. An aid echad that someone's there 3 years. What's the din? The din on the karka? Double push it. There's nothing to talk about. The din on the karka. If you don't have two aidim on a chazaka, it goes to the Marikama. So Taisus, the whole Shiloh is only on the Paris. The whole Shiloh is on the Paris. What's the din on the Paris? So the Gemara said that it's similar to Nascha D'Rababa. How is it similar? The punchline of Nascha D'Rababa is in Chatvi to Didi Chatvi. And the same thing in our case. The person said, in, I ate Paris for 3 years. Vididi Achli. The same. He said, in Chatvi, didi Chatvi. And he said, in Achli, Achalti, vididi Achalti. It's mamish the same. That's the Gemara's Havamina. Now Abaya is going to say it's not similar. Now before we learn Abaya, I want to point out to you that Tosfos said that the Havamina, it was even a Shvara Havamina. The bottom line of Taisus Hainu, when the Gemara said Hainu Nascha D'Rababa, Taisus said there in the bottom line on the Omid, not the bottom line of the whole Taisus, he said, Hachisaka, Daitach Vitoya, Adam Rabaya, the Leidani. Taisus seems to be bothered that it's such a Shvacha Havani to compare it to Nascha D'Rababa, that's Saka Daitach Vitoya. The Gemara has a Shvara Tos, and then Abaya points out the Tos. So, we learn Abaya, there has to be a certain amount of pashtus to what Abaya says. So let's learn Abaya. Amalei Abaya mitami. How could you compare our case with Eid Echad said he ate Paris for 3 years, to the case that's written Nascha D'Rababa, where the Eid Echad said Chotas mitami, Hosam Sada La Ruye Kasi. There the aid is coming to make it bad for the person who grabbed. He's saying the stole is a Rasha, he's a Ganav, he grabbed. Hacha, Mashiach came in our case of the Karkala, so you ate Kasi. He's saying the person who ate Paris is not a Rasha. The person who ate Paris for 3 years, which means it's his Karka. So it's a tremendous difference when between the two cases. In our case, Kiyasi Achrinam, Mukwim, and Lebiyade. If two people would say he ate 3 years, he would win. Over there, if two people would say he grabbed, he would lose. So how can you be benama at the two cases? That's Abaya's type. Anybody who reads the Gemara agrees it's a difference between the two cases. It's a major difference between Nascha D'Rababa and our case. The difficulty, though, is, the kasha is, why does this difference matter? My nafkamina. Who cares? In one case, the aid is coming to make it better. In one case, the aid is coming to make it worse. I don't care about the motivation of the aid. I'm being dana din tairah. L'chaira, what counts in the din tairah is identical. Here he says, in achli didi achalti. The aid is right. I ate tairah, but it's mine. And now the rabbi says, in chatfi didi chatfi. In both cases, he can't prove not that the dichatavti, and not that the diachalti. He can't prove it. It's true. If another aid would come, then he could prove it. But right now, he's unable to prove it. In the bottom line of the case, when you take away the personalities of the people who are coming, it's not the dintaira. The dintaira is not what motivates him to come. The dintaira is, what's the din? You have someone who says to an aid echad, I can't swear against you because I'm masking to the mitzias that you say, just to have an explanation. You know, people say guilty with explanation. So he says, I'm guilty of eating the Paris, I'm guilty of grabbing, but I have an explanation. Who cares that the Eid Echad is such an aid that if someone else would come, he would win? But the Eid Echad is la siyue kasi. His intention is to help him. B'chayre, in bottom line, in Torah, it's hard to understand why that matters. It's not enough to say a difference. You have to explain why the difference makes a difference. He's made it a chalti.
In the first case of this field, what's his haidah? Then it's my field. That's a haidah.
No, the Haidah is the Chalti.
But it's
the point of the Chalti. That's not the Haidah, that's the time. The Haidah means you made it to the other person. Right. So I made my Haidah that I ate because I wanted to make it better for myself.
And why
did
they
have
to
come? Well, to make it better for me.
To make it better for me.
But since he doesn't make it better for me,
then I don't have any Haidah.
But you might eat the Paris.
Against
me,
I don't have
that, that's the kuda that I don't understand.
Rebbe gave an example of why you don't pay the third year. Rebbe said the same thing.
Right.
Rebbe said,
if you kind of a manashach, if you believe me, it's mine on the third year. If you believe me, it's mine. Elamai, you don't believe me, then don't be kaveh.
Rebbe said the far why is man hadol from the kaveh and don't be.
So here also, for the 2.5 years, or the 2 years.
It's the same
thing, so right? Why doesn't he have to pay? The Gemara is saying that the first 2 years he doesn't have to pay either. So the third year, you're right. On the third year, there's a time of manashach. If you believe me, it's my karaka. If not, not. What about the first 2 years?
Once 3 years, it's all one thing.
Does it have to be all one thing? Or you could be today. I mean, the Paris in 2 years. Ma, I tell you, if you believe me, I'm the third year.
What's the difference between 2 years and 3 years? That's the place of the year. That's the difference between 2 years and 3 years.
So what's the difference? So explain to me the difference. The difference on the third year, I understand. Ma, shachin, believe me, 3 years, I get the karka. No, no, which is not what the Gemara is saying. Gemara is saying, hasu sad la ruya kasi, hasu sad la siwe kasi. The rule.
It's
comparable to that case. Now, what would be the din in that case?
Sure,
see, it's not really comparable. See, if the aide would say, I know that he took it from you, it means he says, I know it's yours. When I say you're there 3 years, I don't say I know it's yours, but I know you have chazaka, which means you should be able to tie it that it's yours. Okay, it's quite similar. Now, the truth is that what you're all saying, it does say in some of the Rishonim. The Rishonim's Lashon is the way you're saying. Some Rishonim, there are two Mahachim in the Rishonim. There are Rishonim who seem to just say, like you're saying, that Mamanashach, if you believe 3 years, then I have a Chazak. And the Rosh's Lashon, which is very Bekitzer, seems to be that way, that if it's 3 years, it's 3 years. Mamanashach. But there is a better Hezba, which says at least in some Rishonim, and I'd like to explain, but in order to explain it, I'd like to give a short Hagdama, because this Hagdama comes to an important Mesivis, which I mentioned the first day and I never came back to on the Sylvia here. Let's learn the Mesivis. You don't need the Mesivis to understand, but the Mesivis will be helpful. The Mesivis Mem Vavav, which when we started Nasa Durababa, I mentioned as an example of Nasa Durababa. The Nesivis is going again on Kruah Migdah Mezuzah. A person tainis, I have a shtar, you owe me money. The other person tainis, I paid the shtar. And you can't say you paid, I have the shtar in my hand, but I have a migdah, Kruah Migdah Mezuzah. There's one case of Chesh Mishpat that you'll remember when you finish this parak. It should be the constant example of Kruah Migdah Mezuzah, okay? So somebody comes to Bezdin, he says, you owe me money, here's a shtar. The person says, I paid, Migdah Mezuzah, he wins. What does the other person do? If I say I paid with a Migdah Mezuzah, what do? You immediately go out, try to find two Aiden. You find two Aiden, you're Mekayim the shtar, I lose my Migdah Mezuzah. So that's going to see this. Why do you have to find two Aiden? A Chayra, if he finds one Aid, all you have to do is go out and find one aid, an aid echad who says the shtar is makoyim, and that should be enough to make me lose my migul. Because that hainu nasa v'rababa. What's nasa v'rababa? Your migul is against the neid echad. Nasa v'rababa is my migul time is against the neid echad. Pro migul de mezuyev. I say I paid migul mezuyev. And you have one aid to be mekayim d'shtar. L'chayre, that should be enough to make me lose my migul. And the Siva says it's not enough. If you want to win, you have to come up with two aid, not with one aid. So the kasha was, why isn't that the same as Nasa de Rababa? If I say Pru and Miga Mezuyef, and you bring in Eid Echad on Mezuyef to be Mekai in it, why is that not enough? That's the riddle, so to speak. The Sivas answers. He answers with the aside, which is the Lashon of Rishayim all over the place. I don't know if it's a Lashon like Gemara. Kol Hecha Dishnayim Kol Mokin Shishnayim Mechayv and Oisei Mamim Eid Echad Mechayv Oisei Shvua. I think it's a Lashon of a Gemara in Shvua Staf Mem. Storesh Bam brings this Lashon three lines in the bottom of the page. Kol Mokin Shishnayim Mechayv and Oisei Mamim Echad Mechayv Oisei Shvua. The star on the side indicates it's from Shavuos. That's a klal. It's a simple klal. When two are mechayev mamin, one is mechayev Shavuos. Zokt in the Sivis, it has to be that the two are mechayev mamin because of their edus. Then there's a din Shavuos by an eid echad. It's a klal in the Torah that if two are mechayev mamin, one is mechayev Shavuos. If for any reason two would not be Mechayev Mamin, one is not Mechayev Shvua. Why? Because how do you know one is Mechayev Shvua? We don't have a pasuk. We don't have a pasuk which says Lo Yakum Eid Echad Beish L'Chol Ovein L'Chol Chatas. So an Eid Echad can't be Mechayev a person for anything. So we say we darshan. Why did you say Lo Yakum Eid Echad Beish? Says Lo Yakum Eid Echad Beish L'Chol Ovein L'Chol Chatas. That means L'mamin who the lay come, Abul L'shvua come, can be mechayiv him, but L'shvua it's come. So wherever two eidim paskin l'chol avin l'chol chatas, two eidim would paskin. He's a ganiv, or he's a mazik, or he's a malva, or he's a laiva. So one is, so when two are mechayiv mamin, one is mechayiv l'shvua. That's the clause. Zokt in Nesivis. Let's go to Nesivis' case. Pru amigdim zoyif. Right? You come with a shtar against me, I say, Pru and Amiga Mezuyev. You get two Eidim to be Mekayim the shtar. Two Eidim say, and we recognize the signature. Are those two Eidim Mekayim Mamin? Not really. Because the two Eidim don't know if I owe money. The two Eidim say the signature is a true signature. Bezdin takes that information, and they say, okay, we know it's a true signature. Now, shtarcha biyadi, my boy, why does the malva still have the shtar? Bezdin is mechayev mamon. Are the eidim really the mechayev mamon? No. The eidim create circumstantial evidence. The eidim say we recognize the signature, which means it's emes shtar. And once it's an emes shtar, the shtar only says he borrowed money. The shtar doesn't say that he owes money. But because shtarcha biyadi my boy, the two eidim plus shtarcha biyadi my boy creates an eidus. Now I would agree, if the person says I never borrowed, when two eidim are mekayim the shtar, they're saying he borrowed. But to say that the two eidim say he never paid is not true. It's the shtarcha biyadi my boy says he never paid. The two eidim are saying that it's a real signature. Zokt in the Sivis. Kol hechad d'shtayim mechayv v'nosei mamin, echad mechayv v'shvua. In this case, the two are not mechayv mamin. The two who make a kiyum are not really mechayv mamin. So therefore, the echad is not mechayv v'shvua. So it's not Nasa de Rababa. Nasa de Rababa, he's mechayv v'shvua, he says chotav. It's not any case where for any reason The two are not mechayiv manim. The echad is not mechayiv shvua, and it's not nasa de rabba. Nasa de rabba is where the eid echad is roy mechayiv shvua. But in Eid Echad it says Reuven grabbed from Shimon is Mechayev, Reuven prepared to return.
Only because we have a Bezdin, and we have a look at it, and it's not the case. Bezdin, he's not saying that Reuven physically owes Shimon $100.
If two Eidim say Reuven grabbed something from Shimon,
it's much different. If you say Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, that is the case. Reuven, when I put Eid Echad from Mechayev, is the case.
This sugya, the way we're learning the sugya, operates with an assumption that a maisa chatifa is a maisa geneva. There's a chazaka kovash tachziyadam shalayu, and if you see someone grab something from someone else in the street, it's equivalent of you see someone take a hammer and break someone's window. Now, 1 second. The two Eidim who say that Reuven grabbed from Shimon, they're Mechayiv and Mamon. Now, of course, if Reuven could prove that what he took, he had a right to, he wouldn't be Seis to the Eidim, and he'd win. But you can't compare a Maisa Chatifa to Kiyum Shtaris. A Maisa Chatifa is a Maisa Geneva, which you can explain if you want. Kiyum Shtaris, they don't only say we recognize the signature. They're not saying that he owes the money. You need Shtar Chabayim Yadi my boy to create such a thing. Akoponim, this is the Nasi, this is Klal, that the rule of Shtai Mechai V'Reisimamim, Echa Mechai V'Shua is Dafka, and if for any reason it's not purely that way, the echad is not mechayev. The echad is not mechayev shvua. In our Gemara, and I'm only mentioning the Sivis as an example, you've got problems with the Sivis, you have kashas, it's not going to change, that in our sugya fits beautifully. Abaya, Amar Abaya, Midami, Hasim Sada la Rikasi, Kiyasa, Achrina Bahadei, Nafkina Levina. His difference is not the way I started today. In one case it's the Ruye Lasi, in one case it's the Siwe Kasi. Taka, an insignificant difference. What's going on in the Eid Echad's mind, I'm trying to help him, I'm trying to make him lose. That's not Shadon Abaya. Shadon Abaya is, Ki Osi Achrini Bahadei Mafkino Mavidei. If there would be a second Eid, you'd lose Mamin. Then one is Mechayev Shvua. Hachlis Yuei Kasi. Ki Asi Achrina Mukrina Lei Bahadei. If it would be two Eidim that say he ate for 3 years, he would win. Any time where if there would be two Eidim, he wouldn't have to pay. If there's one Echad, he's not Chayev Shvua. If there's an Eid Echad, you're not Chayev Shvua. Memela, it's very geschmack. You can't compare Nafta de Rababa to us. It's like black and white. It's opposites. By Nasa de Rababa, two Eidim say he grabs, he loses. He has to pay Mamin. By us, if two Eidim say he ate 3 years, he wins. Two Eidim say not only wins the Peiris, he wins the Karka too. So again, I mentioned in the Sivis as an example. You don't need in the Sivis. The difference, what Abaya is saying now, is Mamish, it's black. And it's black and white. One case, if there would be two Eidim, we make him a ganav. One case, there'd be two Eidim, we give him a chazaka. Cases are not similar. This says klar in the Yadrama. It says very klar at this pshat. And the Rishbam is a little late in the game sticking in this rule, but tak at the end of the Rashi, Ela Yidanya, the Rishbam puts in this rule. It could be that that's the Kavanas of Rishbam. To explain the Gemara this way, that this is the difference between them.
But you can see this, you could say, you can't compare the two. The same thing is that you've got to be careful, as Mamre is saying,
If there be two witnesses.
Right.
But if two witnesses would say he was there 3 years,
then
they would, the payrus would be his.
Yeah.
You hear what David is saying? If two Edom come and they say he ate 2 years, they're also not mechayev him on it. Even if two Edom say he ate 2 years, maybe he ate 3 years. Right? If they say he ate 2 years, doesn't mean he didn't eat 3 years.
Only two.
If they say only two, if they come and say, you know, he ate only 2 years, period. 3 years ago, the original owner ate. Then it's similar to Nasa Dravada. Because the same as grabbing. What did I grab from your hand? I grab from your heel.
It's only because Marikama trumps Moses, but there is a chayat of Moses.
But a Maisa Geneva, if I, I'm telling you that if I grab from you in the street, that's a Maisa Geneva.
If I'm holding something, we don't know how I got it, it's not a Maisa Geneva.
Yeah, if I'm holding it, it's not.
If
Adam say, is it similar? If Adam say, I grabbed from you, or Adam say, I went to your field and took the payrus for 2 years.
I'm holding something to him, belong to somebody else. I said I bought it from him, and he says it's mine. And then he has made it up that it was his pen. Nobody says that I can't be believed and say, believe me, it's mine. Because I'm not saying I'm going to have it.
You mean to believe a dovish? That's not Asila Hashal Haskell. You mean a pen. David, is Asila Hashal Haskell? So you lose? Of course you lose. Of course you lose.
That's not to say that I didn't mind speaking with him.
You lose the DNA Torah because it's a, again, I don't think you're right, but even if you were right, if an Eid Echad, two Eidim say, I saw Reuven take something from Shimon, that means he's a Ganav. Now he has a right to answer, but the Eidim are saying he's a Ganav. If Eidim come and they say, I saw Reuven go into Shimon's house when it was empty, take something and walk out, they're saying he did a Maisa Geneva. Now he could say, what do you mean? He sent me. He has a good answer. But seeing someone, we have a chazaka kol mashatasi adam shaloi. If you see Adam, two Adam say they saw Reuven take from Shimon, it's a Maisa Geneva. Similarly, if they say we saw Reuven go down to Shimon's field and take things, that's a Maisa Geneva. If he took the 3 years, it's not a Maisa Geneva. If he took for 2 years, it is a Maisa Geneva. Now, you could argue with me, and I could hear someone make the case, that if Adam say, Reuven ate payrus for 2 years, it's not a Maisa Geneva yet. Because maybe he ate for 3 years. He's claiming I ate for 3 years. So if eating 3 years is not a Maisa Geneva, if I say I saw meat for 2 years, it may not be. But if I say I saw meat for only 2 years, ki in bei shanim, then I would say that's equal to nasa d'rabba. If I saw him grabbing for just eating payrus for just 2 years, that to me sounds the equivalent of nasa d'rabba.
Why would you say it's the after shelf of some kind?
In which case?
Well, he only ate 2 years. So he only ate 2 years. So he says, I bought it. And then he says, after shelf. It's not the edim amachayim.
When a person says, when Adam says he grabbed from someone else's hand, he says, I bought it. So he loses because he grabbed, because he can't prove he bought it. He grabbed. Now, if you bring a raya, then you're right.
Okay, but the
character
now, can see that he grabbed.
If you're saying it should depend on the two arrows upstairs, and you may be right. But if the chazok is because of Achishtocha, then you're right. But if the chazok is because after 3 years you just don't have a chazok, then let's go step by step. What? To which case? The 3 years? What comes out, I think this pshat, the Adramas pshat, is very glat, very smooth. At kidei kach, that was the havamina. Which doesn't bother me because Tosis is saying Now, Chas v'Shalom, I don't mean Taya like me and you. When we make a mistake, we say, oh, I didn't realize. Those things, those havaminis didn't get into the Gemara too often, except when they're meant sarcastically. Sometimes the Gemara says something. Here, the havamina was that... The havamina seems to have been that we separate the Paris and the Karaka, and when an Eidecha comes on Paris, we look at him as an Eidus on the Paris, not regarding the Karaka. And Paris, if two Eidim say you ate Paris, you have to pay. If from someone else's Karaka, you have to pay. One Eid is B'chayav Shvuah. If you look just at the Paris, you could hear such a havamina. Gemara Maskana says, no, if there'd be two Eidim that he ate Paris for 3 years, he would keep the Paris because he would keep the Karaka. What I'm saying, basically, is you could learn Abaya two ways. What's Abaya's difference? The difference that hits the ears the first minute is in one case, the Edom are coming to help him. In one case, the Edom are coming to hurt him. That shot is missing. We could argue. If you learn, like we're learning, like the Adrama learns, the crucial thing is not the intent of the Edom. The crucial thing is, if there would be two like him, what would happen? Then it's such a klara gemara. If by Nasa the Rababa, if there would be two, he'd be a ganiv. By us, if there'd be two, he'd be a muzik. It's such a klara nafgamina that it had to be Tosis learned this way, that Tosis apologizes, Hochi sakadaita v'toya. The gemara doesn't make sense. It had to be a klara chilik. Like this, it's a very klara chilik. I'd like to take this to the next step in Gemara. Ela Yidamya, Hodi Rav Abba, L'chad Sarda, U'letarti Shni U'lepeiri. If this is similar, then this is similar to Tarti Shni U'lepeiri. If they would only be saying 2 years, so go the way we're going. If they say 2 years and Paris, then it's klar. Of course it's klar. Because if one eight says you ate Paris for 2 years, what would be if two eight say you ate Paris for 2 years? You'd be chayiv to pay. Now, the Rishbam look in the Rishbam's Lashon where it says in brackets Lama Gimel Lamed Beis Hadra Arav Hadra Peri, the last Rishbam, the long Rishbam, halfway through. He says, I see Ruvim Chad Sada, the Ochu Peri Tarti Shnin. One eight comes and says he ate Paris for 2 years. Ukigain Shemeyit Shaloy Ochu Kiyim Beishanin. And for example, he says he only ate 2 years. What is the Kigain saying more than the line before? This is always a problem with the Rishbam because he apparently seems to be repeating himself all the time. It's one of the difficulties in the Rishbam. I'm sure the Rishbam, every time, repeats himself as adding a new nakuda. Sometimes hard to understand what. But here, it's not so hard to understand. Because he adds two letters. Look what he says again. I see Reuven, Chad Sada, D'Ochel Peri Tati Shnin. That's Pshat Migamara. Right? Reuven brings two witnesses. One witness, that he ate Paris for 2 years. Ukigoyin, for example, Shemeyit Shaloyachu Kiyim Beishanim. Says Eidus that he ate for 2 years. Ushkayim. He ate for 2 years? Kugayim, he ate for 2 years. He adds a knech. He says, Loyachu Kiyim Beishanim. See the Rishbam's Lashon? Kiyim Beishanim. If you look in the Lukiyasif in the back, it's even more clear that the Rishbam means something here. Rishbam seems to say, that if one eid says he ate Paris 2 years, that's not enough to be mechayiv him yet. Because he could say, it's true I ate 2 years, I ate 3 years. I ate 2 years plus one, I ate 3 years, it's mine. Just saying he ate 2 years by itself is not enough of a mechayiv. If you want to say the eidim are mechayiv him, the eidim has to say he ate ki im beis shanim. He ate dafka 2 years. Those are saying he ate 2 years, and we know he didn't eat 3 years. Now, if there be two Eidim saying he had only 2 years, they'd be Mechayiv Amamin. So one Eid says he had only 2 years, he's Mechayiv Meshua. The Rashbam Klar holds Ki Im Beishanim. That's what he's saying. I say it for a reason. The only reason I could think of that he says Ki Im Beishanim is because if you just say Beishanim, you're not a Mechayiv Mamin by yourself. Because maybe he had 3 years. Now, the bottom line, he'd be chayav to pay, because he has to prove the 3rd year. What the Rishbam wants is the two eif, that it's a case where two eidim would be mechayav mamin, so one is mechayav ishvur. Gemara says, idami, hadrababa, lechad sado, letaki shni, lepeiri. It's similar to one eid and 2 years. With our rule, if two are mechayav mamin, one's chayav ishvur. So it has to be a case of taki shni, with two would be Mechayev Mamin. So the Rosh Baman has to be Ki in Beishanim. He's saying, Klar, it's 2 years. And that is Kavanas, I think it's Kavanas or Rosh Bam. It's only Kavanas and Muki Yaisif. We could argue, and there's room to argue, if he wouldn't have said Ki in Beishanim, he'd just say Beishanim, is he called Mechayev Mamin? We could argue about it. See to Tzadim. But Klar Ki in Beishanim means that it would be two Eidim, it would be Mechayev Mamin, and therefore one Eid is Mechayev Ishmael.
One more
before we there, the issue there is not an issue of Nibu. In that Gemara, our Gemara is talking Dumi the Nasal Rababa, where a person has a Migu against an Eid Echad. The question is, does the Migu work? In such a case, or the Migu the Ketayin is against an Eid Echad. Over there, the Gemara said that if a person comes into Bezdin, he says in Bezdin, Achalte Shnei Chazaka, he brings Eidim on Tati Shni, he brings two Eidim on Tati Shni. If you bring two Eidim on 2 years, you lose. Why do you lose? The Rishbam will say, if you bring two Eidim on 2 years, you lose. Why? Not because the Eidim are saying Ki Im Shnei Shana. If two Eidim say, you ate Paris for 2 years, and the other person proves he's a Marei Kama, the Bez and Paskins you have to pay, because Bezdin shtels the field on its original chazaka of a Marei Kama. What the Rishbam here is saying, you need Ki in Shnei Shanim, is to say, Kol Eichad Yishlayim Mechayiv Eisim Mamin, Echad Mechayiv Yishvua, is to say that the two are Mechayiv Mamin directly, not because Bezdin makes a cheshbon. You need Shnei Mechayiv Eisim Mamin directly, then Echad Mechayiv Yishvua. There's no question. If Eidim say he ate 2 years, he has to pay. But is that called the Eidim HaMechayev him or the Bezdin HaMechayev him? That's the Nidon. I should have mentioned, what I'm telling you now is all Nishar Mishpat, a Kuf Mem Hei, Sifkat and Aleph. I don't want you to think I'm saying this on my own. He adds another Knech to it to be titled in the two sheeters on the board, but that's too much for now. But this Knech, that the Ikra of this Sugya is, that if two are Mechayiv Mamin, inherently, like the Nesida says, not the Mechayiv plus a Raya, to go to Shvua, the two have to be Mechayiv Be'etzem. Then one is Mechayiv Shvua. In the previous Gemara, the two are Mechayiv Mamin. The question is, are they Mechayiv Be'etzem or Mechayiv Kosru? Bezdin understands it that way. But the two are Zichah Mechayiv Mamin. Akoponim, this is the ikrophilic of Abaye. We are basically finished with the ikr sugi of Nasta Rababa. The main idea of Nasta Rababa, and by the time we get to Chazar, we'll have learned 4 sugyas with names to them that Tosis refers to as Rabba Bashishim or Kreva Deravidi or Nasta Rababa. But the next sugi is Ahu Arba, is the sugi of Kodolim Gavah. These are four sugyas that we're learning over these over two blocks. Each sugya should have an image in your mind. Kreva Ravidi sugya, the Rav Bar Shushim sugya, this sugya. The ikra of this sugya, again, like I spoke out the first 2 days, is the idea of a migu, which is against an eidecha. We spoke out yesterday the rules of Mutesh and Yechlish from Mishalim. And today, basically, Abayas Chilik, which is not the sugya of Nasa Rabab. I do have to tell you, there is one more raid, so to speak, in our sugya. And that is something that I've been insisting on the whole sugya. People spoke to me privately, asked me questions. I'm insisting in the whole sugya that a Maisa Geneva, if you see someone grab, that is a Maisa Geneva, that's Mechayev Mamin, period. And that's true. If you see someone grab, it's a Maisa Geneva, and period. There is a kasha here in the Reb Chaim, the Brach al Hashas, as well as in other places. Since it's a Reb Chaim, it's sort of a requirement. Reb Chaim does talk about this Nakuda. How far does the rule go? Chazaka kol masha tachas yaladim shalayim. This rule that I'm telling you in the sugya, which Reb Chaim says, he doesn't contradict, that this sugya works with the assumption. Now the rabbi is an assumption. If two eidim see someone grab from him, it's a maisa geneva. Before we start talking, we say that this object you grab is the cheskas his, even though you have it in your hand. Having something in your hand, when eidim say you grabbed it from him, it's not a chazaka that you're kol mashtas yaradim shalai, it's a chazaka that he's kol mashtas yaradim shalai. How strong is that chazaka? That is an issue here in Nasa de Rabada. We are learning the sugya that is an assumption. A Maisa Geneva is a Maisa Geneva, period. I think it's true. And I don't think Reb Chaim, at the end of Reb Chaim, is contradicting that. But I just want to point out to you, at Hechon and Dvar Magim, that is the chazak of the sugya. Okay? We spent the week pretty much on Nasa de Rabada. We have to keep on moving. So we're going to learn Ahu Arba. After we finish Ahu Arba, which will probably take us a week as well, we'll come back to Chaz of the Four Sugyas and hopefully have a good Kenyan in the major ideas here.